I'm Holly Waymont, and this is Pediatrics Now. And today, we have Dr. Will Border. He's the Chief Physician Wellness Officer and Director of Non-Invasive Cardiac Imaging at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. He's a professor of pediatrics at Emory University School of Medicine. Dr. Border, thank you so much for being here today in the podcast studio.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
This is such an important topic.
Yeah, I think it's definitely become more top of mind. Just over a year ago, the Surgeon General put out the public health advisory about health worker burnout. And that is just the third public advisory of his two terms. So clearly, it's a well-recognized and prevalent problem. And it's something that I think personally is our next healthcare crisis. And it's my focus is I am the Chief Physician Wellness Officer, so that's a fairly narrow scope on physicians, but obviously acknowledging this affects all healthcare workers, and then also obviously all other fields of work. Even, you know, teaching has been shown to have even higher rates of burnout than physicians.
You have a personal experience of what inspired you to focus on this important issue.
Yeah, for me as a trainee, I trained initially in South Africa and then came over to do residency and fellowship in the States. And I saw it in my med school training in South Africa and then continuing in my other training. One of my just amazing mentor attendings in my residency came into our hospital with an overdose. And in my fellowship, unfortunately, one of our, again, amazing clinicians died by suicide. And that definitely struck me hard. And then seeing both older physicians within our own group hanging up their shingle early, just saying, I'm done. And whether it's electronic health record coming in that did it, whether it was more administrative tasks, whether it was just the pace of practice was too much. And these were amazingly skilled clinicians, compassionate people. That was deeply concerning. And then even another trend that we've seen more is junior physicians just quitting medicine, just saying, I did all this training, got all this medical school debt, I'm now a physician, and this is not what I signed up for. And that there's that sort of deep moral distress that we sometimes see. And that's another reason why I think this is something we have to focus on.
So how big is the problem of burnout in medicine?
You know, it's the most common way to ask that in a big scale survey is, do you have one or more symptom of burnout? And percentage rates have been between 50 and 60% for most physicians, varying by specialty. Certain specialties, more recently with the COVID pandemic, critical care, ER has been very high. But it really depends how you measure it. We do more deep dive divisional surveys at our children's hospital where we get a little bit more discriminatory into the different pieces of burnout. It's not just a binary burnt out, not burnt out, but more looking at that work experience. And there are different experiences. High emotional exhaustion is an experience, but it strictly is not burnout. And so I think also being a little bit more specific about using the term, it's not a great term. Anyone who's doing work in this area doesn't love it, but there hasn't been another term that's better to explain that work-related distress. But it's a term we kind of lumped with.
Burnout.
Burnout.
It's not really, are you burned out or not? There are usually levels of it where, you know, you could have high emotional exhaustion, overextended, disengaged, or burnout. There's different levels that you could address.
Yes, and it's not fixed, it's dynamic. Just from personal experience, this week I had one of my cardiac patients have a very difficult outcome. I had a friend recently diagnosed with cancer. And so for me this week, I'm tapped out emotionally. But then you sort of have your first aid, emotional first aid support systems around you, and you kind of get through it. And so it's very dynamic. And I think that's why this sort of binary burnt out, not burnt out is hard for people to express and understand. But I think just talking about it more openly, I think with the mental health crisis, both just amongst children, but also amongst providers, you probably know about the Lorna Breen Foundation that has doing amazing work around finding support for healthcare providers from an anxiety standpoint, depression, talking about it more. I think in the old days, it was just hidden. But I think making people realize that caregivers are humans and there's it's okay to ask for help. So there's a lot of important work in this area as well and it's not just, again, for physicians, for all healthcare workers, finding support for them in difficult times. And it's really the repetitive nature of a lot of the stress. So if you're an ER physician and in a shift, you might have a patient death, but you've got to keep going and finish your shift. And so I think there's more honesty and more vulnerability coming out now, which I think is fantastic, because that's really, I think, the way to help so many people that are in distress.
Burnout is higher for women than men.
Yeah.
And in the profession, it tends to happen over time. After about 10 years mm-hmm. is when burnout can be high. Tell me about those.
Yeah, and that's just data from our center tracking our surveys. So, but it definitely has been mirrored nationally in bigger studies. But the reasons we're still really trying to analyze why we're seeing such higher rates in our women physicians, and it is something that has been replicated nationally as well. And I don't have any specific answers based on data. But it is definitely a very worrisome trend, certainly in pediatrics, where 60% of the providers are women, compared to some of the other more male-dominant specialties such as orthopedics, maybe 10%. So it's obviously a huge issue for pediatrics and something that we urgently have to tackle. As I said, we are kind of doing further analyses on our data to get hard evidence on what are those driving factors.
And I could part of it be in some families, most or all of the childcare falls to the mom
sure.
in the family, and plus working full time as a doctor. And
yeah, I absolutely think that's definitely one of the driving factors. I think it's multifactorial. I think I've seen some literature that perfectionism is slightly higher in women physicians and male physicians. I've seen some of that data, whether that's tied into those multiple roles. But like we touched on a little bit in the talk, the antidote, so Brené Brown's done a lot of work in this area, the antidote to perfectionism is self-compassion, and which is kind of cutting yourself some slack, giving yourself a break. And perfectionism rates are, I think, quite high amongst physicians just in general. And I think we have, certainly I did in the beginning, is had an idea that perfectionism means getting things perfect. And that's not what perfectionism is. The way I understand perfectionism is a neurotic need to appear perfect at the cost of increased self-criticism. And so I think, and again, Brené Brown has done a lot of work in this area, I think has a better definition than that. But
I love what you said. That's
it's amazing. It's less healthy, and obviously if you have that and you make a mistake or a patient has a bad outcome that you feel you might have impacted, you can imagine the self-criticism that comes with that rumination. And that's where we see people becoming derailed. Really, the system has to acknowledge the humanity of their providers, that they are imperfect humans like we all are, and give them that time, chance for recovery, micro breaks versus mini breaks, which is daily versus weekend breaks. The flip side is a toxic culture where people don't help each other. Everyone's out for themselves, stabbing in the back with work politics. That will do the complete opposite. So paying attention to that and realizing we all need each other.
Here on Pediatrics Now, we love quotes. I love quotes. And I loved the quote you said in your Grand Rounds talk today. Do you want to share that? It's by Nelson Mandela.
Sure. You know, that was, the quote is, resentment is like drinking poison and hoping it will kill your enemy.
Dr. Will Border, thank you so much for being here today on Pediatrics Now.
Great. Thank you very much.
I want to thank all of our listeners. I am so grateful. I'm Holly Waymont, host and executive producer of Pediatrics Now. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time.